two sadhakas. A sadhaka should be wide awake, alert and heedful. He should clearly watch the movements of his mind to wean away gradually from the path of ignorance and guide it on the path of knowledge. He should develop a witness consciousness through meditation and self-surrender. It's a state of awareness of the immortal and radiant truth within him. In fact, this awareness itself is God-realization. All visions of lives and forms have to be transcended before the absolute reality can be realized. The visions are surely milestones on the spiritual path, but do not cling to them. Give up doubts and chaining of the intellect. Feel you are a simple child of the Lord and thus enter into His being. This is the easy way to reach Him. Do not perplex the mind with questions. Be humble, pure and cheerful, taking refuge in Him. Follow the straight and simple path of devotion. Open the floodgates of your heart and allow prema, pure love that is in you, to flow over unimpeded to the holy feet of the Lord seated within. Remember that God's grace is ever with you. Benefit by this redeeming influence by opening yourself to receive it and becoming aware of the Amrita Vrishti, shower of nectar. Some churning of the mind or intellect may be there, but after some time, this process should stop so that the butter of divine bliss may be formed and collected. After the impurities are eliminated, pure and divine emotions rise up. Even this stage is passed when the infinite silence of the inner peace is experienced. Here, the rippling and dancing river mingles with the calm waters of the ocean. That is the end of all sadhana. You cannot please everybody in the world. When the mind is drawn within and you are absorbed in the soul, you will be unaffected by what people say about you. Be true to the Atman within you. Cultivate the consciousness that keeps you detached from the mind and its antics. This can be done only by your continued remembrance of the divine power that resides in you. Despair and rejection are enemies on the path of spiritual progress. Do not allow the mind to be depressed on any account. Keep yourself cheerful by chanting the mantra. Your life must flow in a spontaneous and natural way. Your nature should become childlike. Good and evil are merely conceptual and relative. What is good for you may be bad for another. There are no fixed standards, but only those set by the mind. There is a state beyond the mind in which there is no good and evil. Then you see the whole universe filled with the light of the divine. What, after all, is right and wrong? That which takes you towards God is right, and that which takes you away from God is wrong. There is no question of right and wrong for one who has realized God. He has transcended all duality. His entire life is an offering at the feet of God. His life flows spontaneously for the good of all. For him there is only God. God is all. In the eyes of God there is no evil. We suffer because of our ego. The sense of individuality or separation from others is responsible for all apparent evils. God is the all-benevolent and all-loving. If you think of God constantly, you can be happy in all situations. If you can take it that God's will prevails in the world and everything happens by His will, you cannot see evil anywhere. and there's no suffering for you at any time. This is Ramdas's experience. Evil is our own creation. It is not God's creation. If we have the vision of God, we cannot see evil anywhere. When love prevails, evil disappears. Evil is the offspring of the ignorant mind. If we accept the sovereignty of God by surrendering ourselves to His will, we love all alike and see no evil at all. Just as darkness disappears before light, evil disappears in the light of God. God never punishes. Punishment is always self-inflicted. We bring suffering on ourselves by our own wrong actions. If we are conscious that God is acting through us, we will never do any wrong. We do wrong only when we forget God. Everyone has some good points in him. We should see only those good points. If we are to see bad points, let us look for them only in ourselves. If we practice this, the evil in us will disappear. If we see evil in others and good in us, what little of good we have will disappear and the evil in us will grow. By criticizing and thinking ill of others, we only make our mind more and more impure. The way to progress is to see good in everyone and love everyone. To see good in others is to see God in them, for God alone is good. By seeing God in others, we can easily realize God in our own heart. So long as we criticize others, we can never see God in them. Adversity is not undesirable, because it's only when you are down and out in life that you can realize its true value. Face all the vicissitudes in life by throwing yourself completely on the mercy of the Almighty Lord. When you are made to go through the fire of suffering, you can come out of it purified and strengthened. Such suffering constitutes real sadhana for attaining God. The more bitter it is, the more rapid becomes your spiritual progress. God realization does not mean living in worldly comfort and opulence. It means living in peace and freedom, whatever the external conditions may be. For such a person, misery has no sting. The lives of most of the great saints of the world clearly show that they had the worst of sufferings. When you are disowned by the world, you become the acknowledged child of God. Heroes are they who suffer and sacrifice for the sake of truth or God. Strange are the ways of the divine. His most beloved devotees, to whom he reveals himself in all his glory, are made by him to pass through great trials and tribulations, both before and after they are accepted by him. Before they realize him, those sufferings are for their own self-purification, and after their realization, they are for the uplift and redemption of mankind.